Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon. The Swarthmore College men's basketball team is once again one of the top teams in all of Division III. The Garnet, 16-3, heading into a Wednesday night road game at Washington College. They are tied for first place in the Centennial Conference with a 10-2 league mark. Swarthmore has been ranked nationally in the top 20 all season long. Had the chance to talk with head coach Landry Kosmalski about his squad, how they approached this season after missing last season because of the pandemic, and much more. Check it out. So first of all, this is kind of a standard question I kind of ask everybody. Just how much fun has this season been after not having last year, just kind of getting back into the grind of a season?
Well, we started, and we still say, I mean, we remind ourselves of it at least once a week that we need to be grateful because at least we're playing. You know, I think sometimes you get in the season, especially January, a lot of games, you know, guys aren't in school, and you can kind of forget that. And you kind of can get frustrated. But overall, I mean, we do like to remind ourselves that we're very grateful. We're among the lucky ones in our country and in the world, and we get to be together again and play.
When things shut down back in March of 2020, you guys were in the midst of a great run. You had a phenomenal team, and everything, kind of the rug gets pulled out from under you, but under everyone. But I'm curious, how difficult was that for the group to work through mentally, to like kind of be on the cusp of some special things and not have the opportunity to follow through?
We get asked that a lot. I would say initially, you know, when all the news came down, like all the teams out there, we were really disappointed. And, you know, I think a lot of outside observers think that, you know, we were disappointed because we didn't get a chance to, you know, make a run at a national title. Really, we were just disappointed that it was over. You know, our time together, we lost, you know, two really good seniors, and ultimately the next year, one more, a third. And it was just, you know, it was just such an abrupt ending. It felt like there was no closure. You know, our guys left campus, you know, 2 or 3 days later. So that was just, it was just kind of sad to not be together. But when we had a little time to think about it, I think we recovered pretty quickly. And we just said, you know, as a team, like, hey, we did everything we could every single day. And, you know, it's out of our control that we didn't get to play and everyone else didn't get to play. So we just got to kind of keep those memories and remember them fondly and then, you know, move on.
What was your approach coming into this season, just with a year of no competition, new faces, new roles and stuff like that? Did you have to approach this differently than maybe other seasons?
Absolutely. I think the big theme, and you know, we were just talking about Coach Donahue. I got to chat with him a little bit over when I went to watch their practice. And I think as coaches, you're thinking through, what are we going to, you know, how are we going to attack this season psychologically? And I was comforted to hear him and some other coaches say the same, which is, I think you just got to kind of lower expectations when your guys have been off a whole year. And for us as coaches personally, I know I've felt rust at times. You know, things just don't come to you as seamlessly as they have in the past or as effortlessly. And so I think really it's just been about giving grace, you know, giving grace to our guys for, you know, maybe getting back in the flow, giving grace to ourselves as coaches. And again, as I mentioned before, just, you know, staying grateful that we have the opportunity.
You guys are having success, nationally ranked again. With this group, with this success, what have been the keys?
Well, I would say the keys, we have really good senior leadership. You know, we've had guys that have, you know, that our five of our six seniors, because one of them joined the class, didn't take the year off, but five of those guys have, you know, won something like 86% of their games since they've been here. So their leadership and, you know, being in the battles and the experience in close games has been key. We've got really good depth, you know, across the board. We got good guards, we have good bigs, so we're balanced. You know, our last game we won, and you look at the box score, and I said to our coaches right away, I was like, this is a real Swarthmore box score. You know, we had our leading scores were like 14, 13, 12, 11, and then two with nine, and 10 guys played 10 plus minutes. We just have that kind of balance and depth. And then just our guys, I mean, we have 18 guys on the roster, and everyone has willingly embraced their role. And, you know, you come do it every day and everyone's playing their role. It's pretty fun. So I think we just got a really good, even, balanced, unselfish group.
You talked about the guys that have won a ton of games. How much did having that type of experience, and we talked about how you approach this season, but having that type of experience, how much does that help steady things when you're in kind of the earlier on, when you were in kind of this unprecedented situation?
I mean, it's been vital. You know, I mean, just again, being in close games and they're poised and they're calm. You know, we just lost two in a row recently. And I mean, I was even like, oh, this is terrible. And our guys didn't bat an eye. You know, I mean, the older guys, just their example was just what carried us through, you know, and allowed us to get back on track on Saturday. So they've been amazing, quite frankly. I mean, they just, again, they've learned from some great leaders. They take the responsibility seriously, and they've kept us very positive and really focused. And, you know, everyone's following their lead.
What is the focus right now? You're always trying to get better. What are the things you're trying to, with the group, to raise to the next level right now?
But, you know, I think every season is different. You know, this time of year, kind of, we're usually hitting our stride, and now we've got some guys coming back from injury. So we had some other guys playing, and now these guys are coming back from injury. When the guys we lost to injury, we kind of, we're doing things a little differently, maybe not running the same play. So we're kind of in this moment of like transition, where the guys coming back from injury aren't at 100% yet, but we're getting them back in the flow. And, but I think, you know, our last game on Saturday, we played one of our best games of the year. So we talk as a team, is like, this is the time of year. We want to just keep, you know, you said get better. I'm trying to think of the term. Like, we just want to kind of take it to the next level. You know, we feel it's like really close. Our practices are really good. But we're still kind of, you know, feeling it out, and that's okay. And so we're just going to take it a day at a time. And, you know, you ask about the keys. I would say mainly it's just like stay in the present, you know, day to day. We just got to get a little better. We just got to tweak things here and there, both players and coaches. And, you know, again, take it game by game, and we'll see what happens. You know, we'll see where we are in 3 or 4 weeks.
I'm curious, have the last couple of years changed you at all as a coach, how you approach things, maybe how you look at things?
Oh yeah, for sure. I would say that changes yearly. I think a lot of coaches learn, you know, you know, I played for and coached with Bob McKillop at Davidson. You know, he's a master. And, you know, when I played for him, he was, you know, very intense. He's still very intense, but he's also mellowed. And you hear how coaches mellow. And I think you mellow because you realize you can't do it at that level without burning out or, you know, adversely affecting those around you, either your family or your team. So you figure out how to take care of yourself and how to stay, you know, loose, but focused, you know, hardworking, but balanced. And once you kind of figure that out, as you get older, you know, you have to prioritize that. Even like today, for instance, I usually don't work out in the mornings, but I was like, I just need a workout. I need some endorphins. I need to, so that I'm good for our guys today. So you kind of learn how to prioritize those things the longer you do it.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One-on-One with Matt Leon. Many thanks to Swarthmore College head men's basketball coach Landry Kosmalski for taking the time to chat. You can follow the show on Twitter at One-on-One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks for listening.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.